Let's go live to Tampa this morning, checking in with Justin Finch, who's been on the ground since before that hurricane struck. And Justin, if I can, yesterday communication was really bad with people up north trying to contact friends and family down south, especially in the southwest part of the state. Has that improved any?
Good morning, and hopefully that should be improving today. We know that a series of portable cell phone towers were set to go up once conditions improved across southwestern Florida. So hopefully very soon loved ones trying to reach their family in that area will be able to connect at some point. We are also here in St. Petersburg watching crews who are launching to head into those storm-ravaged regions to go and restore power. We know oftentimes when the lights come back on, everything else seems to follow after that. So some signs of progress happening here across southwestern Florida as this area tries to recover from this storm 2 days later, and the impacts are still just overwhelming. So much destruction, so many questions, and a lot of people trying to figure out what are their next steps. We know those disaster declarations have been approved by the White House.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.